Today's daf is Beya Daf Dalet, and we are 16 lines from the top of Daf Dalet Amid Aleph Tanya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Shoshana bas Rus, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Chaya Moshe ben Esther, and Tamar bas Chasida Fruma Rivka. So we're still learning the very first sugya in Mesechtes Beya, the machloikis be Shammai and be Hillel regarding a beya shenolda beyantif. Beya shenolda beyantif, be Shammai oimrim teyachel. Be Shammai was mekel. They said, you're allowed to eat the egg. Be Hillel oimrim loy teyachel. Be Hillel was machmer. Be Hillel said that you're not allowed to eat the egg. The Gemara had a lengthy discussion as to my time at the Beis Hillel. Why does Beis Hillel hold that a Beis Hillel the Beyontif loy teyachel? And what emerged from the Gemara is four pshatim. Rav Nachman said it's because of Mukta. Beis Hillel is machmer on Yontif in Hilchas Mukta. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, whose quote is slay Mukta. As a result, an egg which is noilad would be considered Mukta. As a result, Loi Teach, Rabbah said, the reason is because when Yontif falls out on Sunday, it would mean that if you would eat an egg that was Noilad on Yontif, you're eating something that was prepared on Shabbos. Because the Metzias is that an egg is prepared a day before it's actually Noilad. Rabbah Litameh, who holds that Ein Shabbos Mechina LeYontif, as a result, in such a situation, you wouldn't be able to eat the egg. Said Rabbah, if that's the case, it should only be a problem when Yontif actually falls out on Sunday. Theoretically, hypothetically, that's correct. However, Chazal wanted to make sure that this is enforced properly. Loi plug, they said that every single Yontif, Beya Shenolda, is going to be aser. Rabbi Yosef was the third reason. He said that Beya Shenolda was included in the Gzeres Chazal of Peiros Hanoshim. The halacha is that a fruit falls off of a tree on Shabbos or on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. It's a Gzeres Rabbanan, Shem Be'yalav Yitlosh. You may proactively go and pull off some of the fruit. A Beya Shenolda from a tarnagoilus is similar to a fruit that falls off a tree. So when the Chachamim made a takana about Peiros Hanoshim, included in that takana was a Beya Shenolda. And then Rabbi Yitzchak said something similar. He said that the reason is because it's included in the takanas chazal of Mashkin Shezavu. The halacha is, if you have a fruit and juice flows out of the fruit by itself, you're not allowed to drink the juice. The reason is, again, a gzera Shema Yitzchak. You may proactively go and squeeze the juice. Said Rabbi Yitzchak, an egg that comes out of a tarnagoilus is similar to Mashkin that comes out of a peri, so that when the Chachamim made a takana of Mashkin Shezavu, included in that was Beis Shenol de Beyantif. The Gemara said, Va'af Rabbi Yochanan, even the great Rabbi Yochanan, who never opined, as far as we know specifically, as to why Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, Beis Shenol de Beyantif Lo Teyachel, but we have information, we can infer from a kasha that Rabbi Yochanan asked, and the teretz that Rabbi Yochanan gave to that kasha, that he too held, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason of Beis Shenol de Beyantif is Lo Teyachel, is because of Mashkin Shezavu. So again, Mukta, Hachana de Rabbah, Peirois Hanoshrin, and Mashkin Shezavu. Another thing that we saw was a brayso on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that expanded a little bit on Beis Hillel's halacha of Beya Shenol de Beyantif Lo Teyachel. And there were a few things that the brayso said that the Mishnah didn't say. Number one, the Mishnah discussed the Beya Shenol de Beyantif. The brayso said it's not only true for a Beya Shenol de Beyantif, it's true for a Beya Shenol de Beshabbos. Perhaps that's something we would have intuitively known, but the brayso says that. Additionally, Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, Beya Shenol de Beyantif Lo Teyachel. Can I carry it? Can I be metaltal it? Can I pick up the egg and move it from point A to point B? The Braisa says, just like Beis Hillel holds Beya Shenol de Beyantif Lo Teyachel, so too, you're not allowed to be metaltal a Beya Shenol de Beyantif. Additionally, the Mishnah, the Braisa said, what would be if you have a suffix Beya Shenol de Beyantif? Have an egg, it's a suffix. Whether it was Nol de Beyantif or not Nol de Beyantif. The way Rav Ashi explained the Braisa said that type of egg would be Aser as well, which is a chiddush, because according to most of the reasons we gave for why a Beis Shenol de Beyantif is Loi Teyachel, these are all Dirabana problems, and a Suffolk Dirabana, ordinarily you go Lekulo. So why would a Suffolk Beis Shenol de Beyantif be a problem? Rav Ashi said a monster Yisoid, and that is because a Beis Shenol de Beyantif is a Dover Sheyesh Loi Matirim. Right now it's a problem, but tomorrow it's going to be okay, and just like Dover Sheyesh Loi Matirim, Afilu Be'elef Loi Batal, so too if you have a Suffolk, even Dirabana, derabanan of davar sheyesh lematirin. You don't say sveika derabanan lekula because atche teichlenu beiser, meichlenu beheter. All the noida behudas that we spoke about yesterday, but. Therefore, Safik Beish and all the Beyantif, again, the way Rav Ashi explained the Braisa, the halacha is, you're going to go L'chumra. And finally, if you have a Beish and all the Beyantif, and it was Nisarev with many other eggs, even if you have 1,000 kosher eggs, relative to this one egg that's not okay, the halacha is, because a Beish and all the Beyantif, again, is a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim, because it's only on Yantif that it's a problem. But after Yantif, it's going to be okay. So it's for that reason, it is going to be Asa. So that's a little bit of a high-level recap of the first two dafin of the Masechta, continuing now along on that theme with another braisa that again discussed the halachos of beya shenol de beyantif. But again, every braisa adds a piece of information that the other braisas or that the Mishnayos didn't mention. So says the Gemara, Tanya, a braisa, Achirim Oimrim, Achirim said, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Beya, an egg, Teachel, hi ve'ima, a Beya that's null to beyantif, you're allowed to eat the Beya. Not just that, you're allowed to eat the mother as well. Now, at first glance, this is very geschmack. Why? Because Beya shenol de beyantif is a machloikis b'shamay b'sil. B'shamay says teyachel, b'sil says loy teyachel. Now we have a braisa, Achirim in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, who also holds that a Beya shenol de beyantif is teyachel. We know Rabbi Eliezer was mitalmidei b'shamay. Most of the Tanoim mentioned in Shas were from the school of b'sil, but there were a few that were from b'shamay. Rabbi Eliezer is the most notable. Rabbi Tarfin is another. There's a Rashi in Perek HaMafkin in Masechtas Bava Metzia that very mysteriously and very cryptically says that Rabbi Akiva was mitalmidei b'shamay. But Rabbi Eliezer goes down as the most famous and the most prominent of all the talmidei b'shamay. So Rabbi Eliezer, who's mitalmidei b'shamay, is paskening like b'shamay. Beish and all the beyontif. Beis Shammai says Teyachel. Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer added one thing. He said, not only can you eat the egg, but Teyachel hi ve'ima. You can eat the mother as well. Now, the Mishnah never discussed the mother. The Mishnah never discussed the hen. It never discussed the tarnagoilos. All it discussed was the egg itself. So the Gemara says, let's try to understand this price a little bit. Mayaskina, what kind of tarnagoilos are we talking about that Achirim said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, you should know, not only are you allowed to eat the egg, but you could even eat the tarnagoilos. Ilim tarnagoilos amedas lachilo. Are we talking about a tarnagoilos that was amedas lachilo? This tarnagoilos was on the menu. Pshita, of course you're allowed to eat the tarnagoilos. Meaning, Pshito dehi ve'ima sharya. Of course, you're allowed to eat the egg and the mother. Now, it's not pshita that you can eat the egg. The egg is a major debate. The first sugya mesachtes beya, but the pshita is on the tarnagoilos. Why would you have to say that you're allowed to eat the tarnagoilos? Of course, you're allowed to eat it. It's a medas lachil elab tarnagoilos medas lagadol beitzim. Presumably, we're talking about then a tarnagoilos a medas lagadol beitzim. The problem is, if that's the case, hi ve'ima asura. Then Rabbi Eliezer would hold that she and the mother, meaning the egg and the mother, would both be asa. Now Rashi explains that even though in the course of the first two dafin of the Masechta, there was a possibility that Beis Shammai would hold Beish and Nol the Beyantif Teyachel, even if the Tarnagoilus was a Medas Lagadol Beitzim. In fact, the first Pshat in the Gemara was Rav Nachman, who said, we're talking about in the Mishnah a Tarnagoilus a Medas Lagadol Beitzim. Still, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat the egg, because Beis Shammai holds like Rav Shimon, who's less like Mukta when it comes to Yontif. Like Rav Yehuda on Shabbos, but like Rav Shimon and Mukta. The problem is that can't work in Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi says, Shaminon Leila Kamon. We know that Rabbi Eliezer holds later in Masechtas Beya on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that's Hilchas Yontif, that on Yontif we're machmer in Mukta like Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, a Beya Shenolda Beyontif, if it was Noilad from a Tarnagoilis or Yemedes Legadol Beitzim, not only would the egg be a problem, the mother would be a problem as well. They would both be problematic. So if that's the case, Freik to Gemara, I don't understand this Achirim in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. If we're talking about a Tarnagoilus HaMedes Lachilo, and Rabbi Eliezer holds like his Rebbe's Veshamai, that a Beish and all the Beyantif Teyachal I hear. But why did he say Ima? Why did he have to mention that you're allowed to eat the Tarnagoilus? Of course you're allowed to eat the Tarnagoilus. Elamai, you'll tell me he was talking about a Tarnagoilus HaMedes Lagadol Beitzim. Over there, there's no way Rabbi Eliezer can hold of the halacha of Beish and all the Beyantif Teyachel, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Hilchas Yantif. He's very machmir and mukzah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabzeira said, you have to say, just to make this braisa work, it's a very subtle diak, but to make this braisa work, Teyachel Agavima, that what Rabbi Eliezer said was Beya shenol de beyantif, teyochel hi ve'ima, meaning teyochel hi, you can eat the egg agav ima. If you eat the mother, you can eat the egg. If you don't eat the mother, then you're not going to be able to eat the egg. So what does this mean? Heichidami. Amar Abayis. Abayi explained what Rav Zeira meant. He's saying, it's talking about where this Tarnagoilus was bought stam. Meaning when the person went to the store to buy the Tarnagoilus, the person had no intention. He didn't have a mind that this Tarnagoilus should be a medes l'gadol beitzim. He didn't have a mind this Tarnagoilus should be a medes l'achila. Meaning up until now, we've been talking about two types of hens. One is a medes l'gadol beitzim. The other one is a medes l'achila. This was bought stam. The person brought it home, never really had in mind specifically what he's going to do with it. Okay, then on Yontif, Nishchata, he went ahead and he shechted it. Oh, if you shecht the mother, then Huvra Dovla Mafreya, as in the sugi of Yesh Breira, Dilachilo Imedes, that this is what it was always intended for. As a result, it's Imedes Lachilo. Imedes Lachilo, you can eat the mother. Imedes Lachilo, you can eat the egg, because Rebbe Eliezer holds like Beishamai, that Beish and all the Beyantiv, Teyachal. Loi Nishchata, however, if you never shechted it, then Huvra de Lagadol Beitzim Imedes. Then we assume that it was Imedes Lagadol Beitzim, and therefore you wouldn't be able to eat the egg, because again, even though Rebbe Eliezer technically holds like Beishamai, Beish and all the Beyantiv, Teyachal, but that's only if it's Imedes Lachilo, because once it's Medes Lagadol Beitzim, then you run into a mukta problem, and Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe Yehuda mukta when it comes to Yontif. But the point is that the reason Rebbe Eliezer mentioned the mother is because it's only if you shecht the mother that you'd be able to eat the egg. Again, the Mishnah or the Brice of the Rebbe Eliezer is addressing is not talking about where it was a Medes Lagadol Beitzim. It's not talking about where it was a Medes Lachila. It's talking about where you bought it to stam. So what's the halacha? If you eat the mother, then you could eat the egg. How so? Because if you eat the mother, that means you shechted the mother. Huvur adover, that it was a medes l'achila. If it's a medes l'achila, now this beishan al debiyantiv is teyachal. If you never ate the mother, then huvur adover the mafreya, you have to know why. But then huvur adover the mafreya, that it was a medes l'gadol beitzim. And if it was a medes l'gadol beitzim, so now the egg is noilat, it's going to be mukta, and then you won't be able to eat it. So you want to know why Rebbe Eliezer mentioned the mother? Because that's the punchline. If you don't eat the mother, there's no way you're going to be able to eat the egg. Murray said a much more pashta teretz. He said, Guzma Ketani. Don't take that word so seriously. Really, all Rebbe Eliezer was trying to say was that Be'ez Shanal de Beyantif Teyachel. Like Be'ez Shami. You want to know why he mentioned the Tarnagoilus? He didn't have to mention the Tarnagoilus. He was getting excited. Guzma Ketani. He added an extra word because he wanted to make the point that you, my Chelkim, hold Be'ez Shanal de Beyantif Lay Teyachel. Not only do I disagree with you, but you could even eat the mother, the Tanya. In fact, this is Mefurish in another price. Acherim Oimer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Acherim said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Be'o, an egg, Teyachel, you could eat. He, meaning the egg itself, Me'ima, the Tarnagoilus, the Efroyach, any chick that comes out of this egg, the klipase, and even the shell of the egg. So the Gemara says, my klipase. What did the Rebbe Eliezer mean in the Brisa when he said you could eat the shell? Ilem klipa mamish didn't mean to say you can bite into the shell. Klipa bas achilahi. It's not royal achila who eats shells. Ella, efreyach beklipase. Maybe what he meant to say was, if the chick is inside the shell, you'd be allowed to eat the chick. This can't be either, because ad kan lipligi rabbanon led Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, because we're going to see later in a few dafin, there was a machlokes rabbanon and Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov regarding the chick. Whether this is something you're allowed to eat or not. Now, of course, you're allowed to eat it. The question is, if it didn't open its eyes yet, then can you eat it or not? So there, there's a machloikis between Rabban and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Heicha diyotzel avroilam. If it left the shell, it didn't open its eyes yet. Could you eat it or could you not eat it? But everybody agrees that if it never left the shell, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. It's not kosher. It's learned out from Sukkim. So the bottom line is that when Rabbi Eliezer said in this braisa, Be'yosh and all the beyantif, teyachel, he, you could eat the egg, v'ima, the mama, efreyach, the chick, v'kli pasai, and you could eat the shell. What did he mean when he said the shell? When he meant you can literally bite into the shell? No one eats shells. Elamai meant the chick when it's in the shell? It's not true. It's not kosher. There's no way you're allowed to do that. Ella, what did he mean? Efrayach, v'klipasa guzma. He meant it, Beloshim Guzma. He was trying to say he could eat everything, even the kitchen sink. That was his point. You're handling the egg. You could eat the egg, you could eat the mother, you could eat the shell, you could eat everything. No, hachanami, teyachali v'ima guzma. This was just a different version of the guzma of Rabbi Eliezer. But Amari said, we're going to have a whole sugya here in the Gemara. What Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said you could eat the mother? What's the chiddush? You could eat the mother? Avadi, you could eat hachanami. There is no chiddush. It was a guzma. He was just trying to make a point. And this is the point that he made. Zokta Gemara vayte itman. Shabbos v'yantif. What happens when Shabbos is immediately followed by yantif? In other words, when yantif falls out on Sunday. Rashi says the same would be true if it was Yontif and Shabbos. First Yontif, then Shabbos. Yontif was Friday, and then comes Shabbos. The point is, you have 2 days of Kedusha that follow each other, but two different days. One is Shabbos, one is Yontif. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'oseinyan, but it's not the same thing. Shabbos is Shabbos, and Yontif is Yontif. So you have 2 days, you have Shabbos and Yontif. And again, we're talking about a Be'ish and Nolda B'Yontif. Rav Amar, Rav said, Nolda B'zeh, Asura B'zeh. If the egg was Noilat on Shabbos, of course you can't eat it on Shabbos. Machloikis B'Shamay B'Sil, Be'ish and Nolda B'Yontif Te'yachal, Lo'y Te'yachal. We pass him like B'Sil, Lo'y Te'yachal. So of course you can't eat it on Shabbos. Said Rav, you also won't be able to eat it on Yontif. And the same is true in the reverse. If it was Noilat on Yontif, you wouldn't be able to eat it on Shabbos. Now, the truth is, this is going to launch a long discussion where we're going to talk about the relationship between Shabbos and Yontif, where Shabbos immediately follows Yontif, or Yontif immediately follows Shabbos. From there, we're going to get into, what about 2 days Yontif? From there, we're going to talk about, what about 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So we're literally going to be learning some of the fundamentals of Rosh Hashanah as we usher in the new year. But the point is that we're beginning the discussion right now, and just to zone in on the specific case, we don't mean 2 days Yontif. We don't mean even 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We mean what we're saying. Shabbos for Yontif. You have Shabbos Kodesh, which is midday Raisa, nothing to talk about. Kodesh, Yontif, the first day Yontif, again, there's nothing to talk about. Or Yontif and Shabbos, again, said Rav, Nol de Bazaar, Sur Bazaar. That if Tembeid was nulled on one day, not only can you eat on that day, you can't eat it the following day either. Rabbi Yechon, and said, Nol de Bazaar, Muteris Bazaar. That if it was nulled on one day, you would be able to eat it the other day. Now, again, just to be clear, Rabbi Yechon means, even according to Beisil, that holds Beya, Shenol de Beyontif, Loy Teyachel. But at the same time, that means today. If it was Noilat on Yontif, I can't eat on Yontif. Tomorrow Shabbos? It's a whole different story. If it was Noilat on Shabbos, Be'esh and Olda B'Shabbos Loi Teyachel, the Braisa said, Lav Dafke Yontif, so too Shabbos. But tomorrow is already Yontif. It's a different day. As a result, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, so what is Raffle? What is Raffle? Why is it that Nolda B'Zeh is Asur B'Zeh? Now it's interesting, because you could have thought that the initial approach of the Gemara would be to try to understand Rabbi Yechanan, why if it's Noilat B'Shabbos, is it Mutter on Yontif? Or if it's Noilat on Yontif, is it Mutter on Shabbos? But the Gemara actually is trying to understand initially Rav. So Rav that says, Noilat B'Zeh, Asur B'Zeh, says the Gemara, why is it? Neima Kosova Rav. Maybe it's because Rav holds Kedusha Achasi, that the Shabbos and Yontif are viewed as Kedusha Achas. And we look at them, just to use a Nyana Diyama word, as a Yom HaRichta, or as a Kedush HaRichta. We look at it as one long day. So Beish and Olda B'Yontif is also today. Tomorrow is part of today. Usually, today's Sunday, tomorrow's Monday, right? It's not the same day. But there's a concept of Kedush HaRichta Dami. There's a concept of looking at it as one long day. Again, why is it one long day? Because it's Kedush Achas. So, says the Gemara, Neima Kosava Rav, is that why Rav holds that Be'esh and Olda B'Yontif, Nolda B'Zeh, Asura B'Zeh, can't be, because if I'm a Rav, Rav himself said, Alach HaKarbos Kenim, that Alach is like the four Skenim, Valibit Rebbe Eliezer, who held like Rebbe Eliezer, Domesh Dei Kedush Hashem, that Shabbos and Yontif are viewed as two Kedushos. Now, the Maseres HaShas here sends you to a Sugyan Erev in Daf Lamed Ches on Medbeis. That's what this was discussed. This is Negeya Halach in Hilchas Tchumim. But the bottom line is, we just need a punchline. Rav said clearly that Shabbos and Yontif are viewed as two Kedushos, not viewed as one Kedusha. So if that's the case, Shabbos and Yontif are two different days, even though, again, they're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, but really they're two different days. You know, it's interesting, we never spoke this out when we learned Masech the Sukkah, but the parasha of Sukkot begins, U'lakachtem lochem b'yoyim harishayin. And the Medrash asks, why is Sukkot referred to as the Yom HaRishon? It's not the first day of the week. It's not the first day of the month. What makes it the Yom HaRishon? And Chazal famously said, Rishon l'cheshben avoynes, the Heilige Kedishas Levi. But Sukkot is a Yom HaRishon. The Chasam Sofer in the Sfarim says that the reason Sukkot is Yom HaRishon, because it's a continuation of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRishon. It's the first day of the year. But by the first day of Sukkot, what have you had? You had Rosh Hashanah, and another day Rosh Hashanah, then you had Tzom Gedalia, you had Aseres Yimei Teshuva, you had Yom Kippur, then you have the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which are also days of Slicha, we don't say Tachnun, and you're preparing for Sukkot. So by the time you get to Sukkot, it's Kedusha Achas. It's still the Yom HaRishon, nothing changed. It's one long Kedusha. That's in the world of Machshava. But in the world of Halacha, Shabbos and Yontif, Rav said, in the name of four Skenim, are Shtei Kedusha, saying. They're two different Kedushas. So if they're two different Kedushas, so why does Rav hold that if it's Noilat on Shabbos, it's going to be Yasser on Yontif? If it's Noilat on Yontif, it's going to be Yasser on Shabbos. It's a different day. It should be Mutter. El Lohacha, Bachana, the Rabbi, come here. You want to know why Rav said his Halacha? And better, why Rav Yochanan argued. They were arguing Achana de Rav. Rav Islay Achana de Rav. Rav held that the reason Beisil holds that a Beis Shanol de Biyantav is Loite Yachel, it's because of Rabba's Hachana. It's because the Beyo was prepared a day before. And when Yontif falls out after Shabbos, that would mean that you're eating something on Yontif that was prepared for on Shabbos. Predicated on the idea that that's not okay. You can't eat something on Yontif that was prepared on Shabbos. You can't eat something on Shabbos that was prepared on Yontif. Rav holds like Rabba. In fact, he holds that's why a Beis Shanol de Yontif is Leite Yachal. And as a result, if it was Noilan on Shabbos, how could I eat it on Yontif? If it was Noilan on Shabbos, it was certainly prepared on Shabbos. And as a result, the next day it's not going to be okay. Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? He doesn't hold of Leslei Hachana de Rabba. He holds that the reason a Beis Shanol de Yontif is Leite Yachal has nothing to do with Hachana the Rabba. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold Beis Shanol de Biyantav is Loite Yachel? The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, we mentioned it quickly in the introduction, because it's Mashkin Shezavu. So it has nothing to do with Hachana. In fact, there is no Isra Hachana. Right, the Gemara said, why didn't all the Adam Eiram learn like Rabba that Beis Shanol de Biyantav is Loite Yachel because of Hachana the Rabba? Because Leslu the Rabba. So Rabbi Yochanan, we know, doesn't hold of Rabba. So Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Rabba, there's no issue of Hachana. The only issue would be Mashkin Shezavu. Mashkin Shezavu is today. Tomorrow it's a different Kedusha. And because it's a different Kedusha, so it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, we have a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. If a beer was nulled on Shabbos, could I eat it on Yontif? If it was nulled on Yontif, could I eat it on Shabbos? You want to know what the machlokes is? The machlokes is, why is it that beer should nulled on Yontif is Loite Yachel? Rav held because of Rabba, it's related to the Isser Achana, and therefore there's Achana from one day to the other. That's going to be an issue. Rabbi Yochanan, we know, doesn't hold of Rabba. He held it's because of Mashkin Shezavu. So today it's a problem. Or if it's the same Kedusha, even tomorrow would be a problem. But Shabbos and Yontif are shtei kedushos, and as a result, it's not kedushos. The Gemara says, "Ketanoi, really, this is a machlokes tanam. Nolda b'Shabbos teyachal b'Yontif. If the bay was nolda b'Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it on Yontif. B'Yontif teyachal b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Shem Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, 'Adayin he machlokes.' No, it's not true. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif, Yontif and Shabbos. But rather, it's the same machlokes. B'Sham Yomim teyachal. B'Sham said teyachal. U'Beisul Omer loy teyachal. And Beisul said loy teyachal. So just to excel for 1 second, what emerges from this last Gemara that we just learned is that we now know what Rav's opinion was on the matter of why a Beis Shanol de Biyantif is Loy Teyacha. Rav held like Rabba. So when we started this sugya, it was Rav Nachman, Rabba, Rav Yosef, and Rav Yitzchak. They were the authors of the four reasons in my time at the Beis Hillel. On Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara got very excited. That we know what Rav Yochanan held. Now we also know what Rav held. We know that Rav held like Rab. And we actually have an afgamina lalacha between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So in the cheshbon of the Gemara, if you go through it with Tosfos and the Rishonim, there's nafgaminas between all these different reasons. Obviously, this is not just an academic exercise. The nafgaminas halacha in understanding why Beisil holds that a Beis Shanol de Biyantav is Loite Yachel. But here the Gemara says it's Shvarts and Weiss. Here it's very, very clear. The nafgamina would be when Shabbos and Yontif fall out in succession. Be that was nolda on Shabbos. Could I eat it on Yontif? It was nolda on Yontif. Could I eat it on Shabbos? According to Rav, Beis Shanol de Biyantav Loite Yachel because of Rabba, it's going to be a problem eating it the next day. According to Rav Yochanan, Beis Shanol de Biyantav is Mashkin Shezavu, so there are two different Kedushas, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. So this Machloikis, Rav and Rav Yochanan, is going to segue us into one line Gemara that's tucked away in Meseches Beya, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. But in the world of Psak Halacha, this is, believe it or not, one of the most important lines in Shas. Ush bezichne de Rav Adar bar Ahava havelu hanach beitzim yantav l'shabes. The host of Rav Adar bar Ahava, where Rav Adar bar Ahava was staying, so he had eggs that were noilad on Yontif, and now it was Shabbos, he wanted to eat it on Shabbos. Also the comments. So he came to Rav Adar bar Ahava, he figured he has this great rabbi who's his guest, so who better to ask the question? Amale. So he told him on Yontif. So again, the Beitzim were noilad on Yontif, it's Yontif now, and he wants to know, will I be able to eat it tomorrow? But he wanted to prepare it on Yontif HaShabbos. So he said, am I allowed to go and roast these eggs so we'll be able to eat it tomorrow? So tomorrow we'll be able to eat it. Amalei, so he told him, my daitech. What? Why are you thinking you could? Oh, because Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, Beis Shanol de Biyantav, you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos. Oh, but Rabbi Yochanan said, Beis Shanol de Biyantav, you are allowed to eat on Shabbos. So probably you're coming from the standpoint that when there's a machleik, it's Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. As he told my here, but Afmilu Rabbi Yochanan, like Kashari, Elo Lagayim Elamach. Even Rabbi Yochanan, he just said you could eat it tomorrow. Avo B'yoy Meloy. He didn't say you could eat it today. And if you can't eat it today, brice on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, which added information to the Mishnah, you can't be metaltal it either. So how are you going to cook it? It's not possible for you to cook it. And as a result, it's not going to be okay. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, in fact, it's a brice. Achas Beitza Shanol Debeshabbos. The brisa we just referenced. Doesn't matter if the egg was noilat on Shabbos, was noilat on Yontif. Not only are you not allowed to eat it, but according to Beisul, you can't even carry it. You can't use it to cover a cave. You can't use it as support for a bed. Another story. The host of Rapapa, Amri Lassam Seyahu Gavra, stam a person, who came to Rapapa, so he had eggs that were noilat on Shabbos. And again, he wanted to know what's going to be the halacha on Yontif. So he came to Rapapa, will I be able to eat these eggs tomorrow? So again, it's Shabbos now. He wants to know, tomorrow Yontif, will I be able to eat it? He told him, Zil ha'idna v'sol ha'machar. So I don't want to pask in the shayla today. He says, please, Zil ha'idna, I'd like to ask you respectfully to leave. Tell ha'machar, come back tomorrow, and then I'm going to tell you. So the Gemara says, why couldn't Rapapa answer the question? So he said he had learned this from Rav. The Rav, once Rav ate his yontif suda, so at that point, he was worried about shichrus. He didn't give a drasha. He didn't want to give a drasha if he was under any form of influence. And as a result, he felt at this point, Rav, paskin shailas, so he wouldn't paskin. So Rapapa had adapted this minig of Rav, and he too didn't want to paskin any shailas. Now, Rav was on Yontif. Yontif ain't simcha l'bayayin. Rapapa's minig was even on Shabbos. So that's a broader application of Rav's minig. But apparently, Rapapa had a little yayin, or maybe sheikhar. Rapapa was in the sheikhar business. And as a result, he didn't want to paskin any shailas. So the Gemara says, ki yasa l'kmachar. So, okay, this yid, whether it was ushbezichne de Rapapa, or hahu gavra, this person, we don't know who he was, but amazingly, he made it into a Gemara in Shas, Be'ed, Afdala, Raman Aleph. So when he came the next day, so Rapapa told him, Iku hashto ishtaloi. You see, it's a good thing I didn't paskin the question yesterday. Because had I paskin yesterday, I would have told you the wrong psak. You know why? Because what would I have told you yesterday? I would have said, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, Rabbi Yochanan. I would have said, the Allah is its mutter. Because if it's machlok is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav was the one that said Shabbos Yontif is a problem. But Rabbi Yochanan said Shabbos Yontif is going to be okay. But I realize now that would have been a terrible error. Because Ha'amar Rava, Rava said that even though when there's a machlek, it's Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, but Hilchas HaKavasei Derab Bahani Tlas. But there are three times that we paskin like Rav. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. This is one of the three. What are the other two? We'll see in tomorrow's daf. But this is one of the three. And he said, based on that, I'm glad I followed my instincts, and I didn't paskin the shayla, because had I paskin, I would have given you the wrong psak. Now, what's so exciting about this Gemara? We prefaced it as if this is the biggest Gemara in Shas. The reason is because this Gemara is the makar, that whenever there's a machloikas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And just to put it into context, there was a tkufa of Tanoim, and then there was a tkufa of Amoraim. The first generation of Amoraim were Talmidim, really, of the last generation of Tanan. And we're very, very familiar with them. Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. And in the world of Amoraim, they're obviously of the highest ranking. Now, throughout Shas, there's machloikis in between Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they're often arguing and debating major shailas in Shas. And we have Klolei Apsak in terms of how to figure out what you do when you find yourself in that kind of situation. So if there's a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, what's the rule? So this everybody knows. If it's a question of Isser and Heter, it's a Yeridei Shaila, we pass him like Rav. If it's a question of Dinei Mominus, it's Chosha Mishpat, then we're going to pass him like Shmuel. What if it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? That's a Gemara in the beginning of the fourth Perek of Maseches Yevamos, in the beginning of Perek Acholetz. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, Lebar Miklas. One of them is Chalitzas Meuberes. That's why it's in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Yevamos. But the point is, with three exceptions, other than that, we always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What about if it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel? That's a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What if it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav? We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What's the makar? It's the Gemara that we just learned. And what was the context? The context was a Be'ah Shanol de B'Yontif, where Shabbos and Yontif fall out in succession. Shabbos and then Yontif, Yontif then Shabbos. Same difference. It doesn't matter what the order is. According to Rav, we
say that according to Beis Hillel, you won't be able to eat it not only on Shabbos, but even tomorrow on Yom Tov? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you would be able to. What's it Tolian? Why Beis Hillel holds Beish and other Yom Tov later Yochel? According to Rav, it's because of Achana the Rabbi. You have the same Achana the Rabbi problem tomorrow. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's because of Peiros HaNoshrim, Shabbos and Yom Tov are shtei kedushos, and as a result, yeah, today there's a problem. Tomorrow's already a different kedusha. It fell yesterday, not today. And it's not the same kedusha, and as a result, the halacha is you're going to be able to eat it. It was in that machloikis that two Amayron, Rabbi Adar Bar Rahava and Rav Papa both said, oh, because when there's a machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's how we know L'doyrois, that whenever there's a machloikis ra, it comes from one gemara in Shas. This gemara right here, Be'yad Avdal. Again, we take for granted psak halacha. You want to know the halacha. You open a Mishnah Brewer, you open a Negris Moshe, right? You ask your local rabbi, but the Rishonim and the Goyim, they struggled, they harvard. There was Sfarim and Chiburim that were written by the Beis Yosef, by some of the greatest of all time, to try to figure out how you determine psak halacha. And this was a very important line in the world of psak. I mean, you're talking about two of the greatest amiram to ever live. And what do we do? It's a hachra in the Gemara. But three exceptions, all related to the sugis that we're learning. Those are all the exceptions. But in general, whenever it's machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. So more on this topic. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Eitzim shenashru min adekel b'Shabbos. If wood falls off a tree on Shabbos, Osir lahasikim beyantif. The halacha is you're not allowed to use the wood now as fuel, as firewood on yantif. So we're talking about where Shabbos and yantif again fall out in succession. Now we're not discussing an egg. Here we're discussing wood. So the wood fell off the decal on Shabbos. Tomorrow's yantif. I want to know tomorrow, can I take the wood, put it into a fire, or can I not put it into a fire? Now, obviously, you can't put it into a fire on Shabbos. You can't make a fire on Shabbos. That's easy. The question is, what about the next day? Would I be able to or not? So Rabbi Yochanan said, Osir. And Rabbi Yochanan, right away, he preempted what everybody wanted to ask him. He said, Al tishivenu beitzo. I know you're going to ask me, Rabbi Yochanan, you're inconsistent. Beitzo, not the Shabbos. You said, it's mutter beyantim. So why eitzim shenoshum and adekal b'Shabbos is osir lasik beyantim? So he said, no, don't ask me that question. Here's the answer. The reason is beitzo, mishun debeyoyim and nami chazi ulagoyim. An egg, theoretically, when the egg was noilon on Shabbos, could you have eaten it on Shabbos? Why not? You're eating eggs on Shabbos. You have eggs and liver, right? Everybody eats eggs on Shabbos. So I could have eaten it, but still v'lo kasher li'al d'macher. But we said you can't eat it. By doing that, made the idea the bas yoy ma'asru. So everyone understands that even though we're allowing you now on Yontif to eat a be'ah shenolda on Shabbos, it's not going to lead to people making a mistake and thinking that be'ah shenolda on Yontif is mutter. No one's going to ever think that, because people are going to realize that even this beya that was noila and Shabbos, which is like Yontif, you're allowing me to eat, but it's only today you're allowing me to eat it. Yesterday you didn't allow me to eat it. So there's a hecker that really there's a problem with beya shenolda. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan said, I hold in principle there's no reason it should be aser. The only havamin I could have is that maybe make a gezerah. I don't think you have to make a gezerah over here. What would be the gezerah? You're letting me eat a beya on Yontif that was noila on Shabbos. People are going to eat a beya shenolda on Yontif. Why? Because we're letting you eat it now on the second day. We didn't let you eat it yesterday. So made the idea. There's already a hecker over here. There's enough of a reason to assume that no one's going to make this mistake. But when wood falls off a tree on Shabbos, and Shabbos you didn't use it, now Yontif, if you want to use it, if you're going to allow you to use it on Yontif, people are going to say, that maybe you could have used it yesterday as well. No, so why didn't you use it? Mishum Shabbos, because it was Shabbos, there was no way for you to use it. But the point is, maybe if we're going to allow you to use it on the second day where it's Shabbos and Yontif, people will use it even when the Eitzim were nashru on Yontif itself. And here you don't have a hecker by virtue of the fact that I didn't use it yesterday, because the reason I didn't use it yesterday is because I can't use wood on Shabbos. I have a whole different problem. I not a problem of Eitzim Shanashru. I have a problem simply I'm not allowed to go ahead and make fire. So the point is, Rabbi Yochanan said that even though Be'ah Shenolda B'Shabbos Muteres B'Yontif, but there's something that is similar to a Be'ah Shenolda. It's a different sugya, but it's similar conceptually. And that is Eitzim Shanashru B'Shabbos, I would tell you was Asr on Yontif. What's the reason? It's only because of Gzeira. If I thought there was a reason to make Gzeira by Be'ah Shenolda, I would have made Gzeira there too. I just don't think there's any reason to make Gzeira. What would be the Havamina to make Gzeira? You're eating a Be'ah Shenolda B'Yontif on Yontif. Or I'm eating a Be'ah Shenolda B'Shabbos on Yontif. Maybe say every Be'ah Shenolda B'Shabbos is mutter. Maybe you're going to think every Be'ah Shenolda B'Yontif is mutter. I'm never going to think that, because I have a built-in hecker. Because even though I'm allowed to eat it on the second day, I wasn't allowed to eat it the first day. It was chazi l'achila, and I didn't eat it. All the eggs in my house were good. This egg was not good. everyone in the family knows there's a problem with a Be'er Shenol on Shabbos. By Eitzim Shoshana, you don't have that. Because when the Eitzim fall on Shabbos, the reason I'm not allowed to use the Eitzim never gets to the Gzeira of Eitzim Shoshana. It's dead on arrival. There's no way for me to use it. Thus, there's a reason to be concerned. Amar Rav Masa. Rav Masa said on this note, Eitzim Shoshana Menadek Lo Teicha Tana. What would be if wood falls into a Tana? So it landed, boom. Hole in one, right into the tanner from the dekel. So the question is, can I use it or not? So Rav Masa said, here's the halacha. Mar baleim etzem muchanim u'masikin. That if you want, you can add wood that's okay to use, and it's going to be okay. To the extent that wood that falls off a tree by itself on Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to use. By the way, why wouldn't you be able to use it? Muktzah maybe, right? There's some obvious reasons why it'd be a problem. It wasn't prepared before Yontif, it was attached to the tree. So being that you can't use it, it's muktzah, so you can't really move it either. You can't be metalta with it. So what do you mean you're going to be marba more wood and then you're going to use it? You're being metalta muktzah. So the Gemara says, kim in the ruba that teirin inu, ki kamahapich be teir kamahapich. Being that roiv of the wood is not muktzah, so even though there's a little bit of muktzah, still it's going to be okay. So again, let's just get this clear. We're dealing with wood that fell off a tree on Yontif. Wood that falls off a tree on Yontif is muktzah. If it's muktzah, I can't touch it. Here's the good news. I don't have to touch it. It landed right into my tanner. So the question is, can I just fuel the fire? So Rav Masna said, yeah, but you have to do one thing. You have to add a lot of wood that's not muktzah. You'll have roiv wood that's not muktzah, a little bit of wood that's muktzah. Then it's going to be okay. Frey to Gemara, what do you mean? How are you going to drey the wood? Right? You're going to stoke the coals. You're going to be mechate gecholim of perikirafim. So how are you going to do that? He says, no, it's not a problem because roiv of the wood is fine. So roiv of the wood is fine. It's going to be okay. But the Gemara has another problem. How are you allowed to go ahead and be moisif all this kosher wood, meaning all this wood that's not muktzah? You're being mevatel is l'katchila. You're taking a davar aser and you're proactively being mevatel the davar aser. V'tanana, we learned in the Mishnah, ein mevatel in isa l'katchila. The rule is ein mevatel in isa l'katchila. Now this topic of ein mevatel in isa l'katchila, we have related raid bites on. It's a fascinating topic. The truth is, all the Rishonim say that ein mevatel in isa l'katchila is an isa d'rabbana. All the Rishonim say it. There's one exception, the Raivid. The Rajba in Perek Yud HaNasha Masech Teschulin brings b'shem the Raivid, a das yochid, that ein mevatlin issa l'katchila is not an issa d'rabbanan, it's actually an issa d'raisa, right? So just to put it into perspective, you have non-kosher food, you can't eat it. If it's mixed up in a taruvos with kosher food, and the proportion, the ratio of the kosher to the non-kosher is 60 to 1, then the non-kosher is batel b'shishim, and then the halach is, you're allowed to eat the whole gemishachts, you could eat the whole taruvos. Could I go l'katchila then? And take something that's non-kosher, mix it into a taruvos. Can I go to my chicken soup, take a little bit of milk, tipas chalav, I'll measure a tipa, I'll put it into my soup, and I'll eat it. It's batel b'shishim, you're allowed to eat it, there's no question. The question is, can I go ahead and do it, l'katchila? This is the rule. It's called ein mevatel in issa l'katchila, which according to all the Rishonim is, it's issa d'rabbanan. There's one sheet that the Rajba, in the name of the Raivid, that the Shach brings in Yerideya, that says that ein mevatel in issa l'katchila is an issa d'raisa. It's worth mentioning that the Chassam Sofer and a few tshuvas, and the Noda Behuda and a tshuva as well, they were both mechaven to the same yesod. They both said it, it's a davar pashat, that even though there was machlokes and shas, the machlokes rishonim, where the aim of atlan nisal tchatchil is a nisad deraisa or is a nisad derabanan, that's only true if the taruvais is lach balach. But if the taruvais is yavish be yavish, everybody agrees aim of atlan nisal tchatchil is a nisad deraisa. So what are these two things? Taruvais lach balach would mean where the two things, the isra and the heter, become one. So if you take a little bit of milk and you put it into chicken soup, so there it, you have one entity of chicken soup, which will have a little bit of flavor maybe because of the milk. But it's one entity. When there's one entity, you're not allowed to be mevatel issa l'katchila, but that is only an issa d'rabbanan. Where it's yavish b'yavish, you have three sandwiches. Two of them are kosher, one is not kosher. You close your eyes, you take out these three burgers, you mix them all together, and I don't know which one is which. Oh, mevatel issa l'katchila is an issa d'rabbanan, but now it's batel, I'm going to go, oh. Zoktach Sam Sofer and a few tshuvas, and Yerideya Shin Yutes, and in other places, and the Yehuda said as well, that over there, it's going to be an issa d'raisa. What's the difference between the two? The difference is very simple. In the case where the taruvus is lach balach, the dover oster is not here anymore. It doesn't exist. It became one with the davar mutter. And being that it's the miut, it became batel to the davar hamutter, so it's gone. So essentially what I did was I took the iser and I wiped it off the face of the earth. not let it do it, but that issa is only an issa derabbanan. But with the davar asa is here, I just don't know what's what. I created a suffix, so to speak, and I can rely on achri rabbam lahata is to be machriya my suffix. That's an aim of atal and issa katchila. That's an issa deraisa. One of the places that the Chassam Sofer talks about this, number one, he brings a raya from the fact that the Torah says, what are you supposed to do with an avela? You're supposed to give it logera shebisharecha. What do you do with the trefa? Like kelev tashlichanoise. Frey tichsam soif, I have a much better idea. Just mix it up with all your heter. You're not going to know which is which. You'll be able to eat it. Must be aimavatalisal kathila. Yeah, but this is on the biblical level. The Torah said logera shebisharecha. Oh, said tichsam soif. So you see from here that aimavatalisal kathila is an isid raisa. It's not only an isid rabban. Another thing the tichsam soif says in one of his truvas is that aimavatalisal kathila is part of the idea that if not, the Torah is going to become a hefkervel, right? This is an idea that the Achronim say sometimes, that there's certain systems that you just have to use common sense. Why? Think about it. Because otherwise, you're going to start eating nevela, making cheshbonis with eim avatul nisal at katchila. So sometimes it's so obvious, the reason, you actually don't have to explain it. But the bottom line is, eim avatul nisal at katchila, says the Gemara, is a real isser, whether it's the raisa, the rabbanon, yavish b'yavish, lach b'lach. But the bottom line is, there's an isser called eim avatul nisal at katchila. Right, the Gemara, what's Ramasna saying? You have wood, that's muksa. If landed right into the tanner, that's great. I don't have to carry it. I want to now cook on it. Not so simple. Be marba kosher wood. Then you can do whatever you want. Because then the non-kosher is going to be bottle. But the problem is I'm being mevatel katchila. What happened to eim mevatel nisal katchila? En fit the gemara, achidish, hani mili b'day raisa. Eim mevatel nisal katchila is only b'day raisa where the thing that's osser is osser mid'day raisa. Avo b'day rabbana mevatelin. But if the whole issa is an issa derabbanan, we don't mean where the eim avatlan issa lekatchila itself is an issa derais issa derabbanan. We mean the underlying davar asr that you are trying to be mevatel. Is that something that's asr mederaisa, or is that something that's asr mederabbanan? But it's asr mederaisa, eim avatlan issa lekatchila. When it's only asr mederabbanan, then it's going to be okay. Over here we're dealing with muktza. Muktza is an issa derabbanan. Chemnya ben Chachalia, and as a result, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, the Rav Ashi, Damar called Avashiyeshu not Tirin. I feel about the Rabbanu like bottle my ikilam. But there's another problem over here. Muktza is a Avashiyeshu not Tirin. Muktza is also today, but it's going to be Mukta tomorrow. There's no Mukta on Tuesday. Muktza is only a problem on Shabbos, a problem on Yantar. But what's not Shabbos, Yantar, it's not going to be an issue. This word is Muktza. Muktza will be Mukta tomorrow. It's a Avashiyeshu not Tirin. So how could I be mevatel it? Ein mevatel nisalat katchila b'seder. But what happened to Dovah Shleish HaMatirim? And Rav Ashi said clearly on Daf Dalud Amud Aleph that the halacha of Dovah Shleish HaMatirim is true, not only for Yisuri Dei Reis, even for Yisuri Dei Rabbanan. What was Rav Ashi referring to? Be'ish and Olda B'yantiv. A suffix Be'ish and Olda B'yantiv. You don't say Sveikah Dei Rabbanan L'kula. You go L'chumra because it's a Dovah Shleish HaMatirim. So you see Dovah Shleish HaMatirim as a svara that it works even by the Rabbanans. So Freit the Gemara, what about according to Rav Ashi? So Gemara says another svar. Hani mili hecha isa li isura be'enit. The only time this is true is if this thing that you're going to benefit from is going to be be'ene. It's going to be in front of you. Hacha nikla kali isura. But over here, this wood, which is muktzah, is unique. Because the benefit that you're going to have from the wood is going to happen after the wood is consumed. So the way they used to heat their ovens was they take wood, heat the oven, the wood would turn into ashes. It would make the oven very, very hot, and then you start cooking. Then you start roasting, then you start doing what you do. But it would be after the wood was already gone. So being that over here, the wood is going to be gone at the time that you're going to have enough from it, even though initially it's here. And based on that, how could you say bittel? It's a davar sheyeshlo matirin. But there's a new svara that if at the time that you're going to benefit from it, it won't be here anymore, even though it's a davar sheyeshlo matirin, and based on that, there should be no bittul. But if it's not going to be here at the time I'm going to benefit from it, it's not going to be an issue.